As promised, this week I'm going to narrate some folk stories. These stories have been collected from all parts of the world. And as I promised, I'll pick one story for each day this week. And today's story, it's called Come Look. And it's all the way from Korea. So without any delay, let me start narrating this story. Long ago in Korea, lived a happy young couple. One day, the husband said he must go on a journey. "What shall I bring home?" he asked his wife. "I've heard of a beautiful thing made of metal," said the young wife. "When you look into it, you see wonderful sights, and I long to see this thing very much." So when the husband had finished his business in the city, he began to shop around for the metal thing in which one saw strange sights. He soon found it. "It's called a mirror," they told him. So he bought one. Quickly, he stuffed it into his bag and hurried home without looking at it, for it was late. When he arrived home, his wife greeted him lovingly. "Have you got it?" she said. "Yes, it's called a mirror," and he handed her the little bag which contained it. She looked into the mirror and saw a lovely woman's face smiling back. "Who is this woman you brought home?" she cried. "Send her away." "What are you talking about?" said the husband. "Let me see." The young husband looked into the mirror and saw a handsome young man scowling fiercely at him. "Who is this man you brought into the house while I was gone?" he said. "I won't have it." The young wife was weeping because she said her husband had brought home a new wife. The husband was furious because he thought a strange man had come to woo his wife while he was gone. They quarreled bitterly. The young man's mother heard them and came into the room to see what was the trouble. "Come, look," they said. So the old mother looked in the mirror and saw an old woman's face looking back at her. "Why, that's just an old widow from the neighborhood come to borrow rice," she said. "That's nothing to worry about." And she went out of the room to find the collar. But the young husband and wife continued to weep and rage and quarrel. Soon, the young man's father came in. "What is all this fuss?" he said. "Come, look," they told him. The old father looked in the mirror and saw an old man's face. "Who's that?" he cried. "I don't owe him a penny." "Get off," he yelled, but the old man's face looked angrily back at the old man. Now, a neighbor was called in. He saw a new face in the mirror. Another came and looked. He saw somebody else. "Send for the magistrate," cried the old man. "We cannot have all these people here." The magistrate arrived with his young secretary behind him carrying his scrolls. "Come, look," the people said. The magistrate looked in the mirror and said nothing. He was completely startled. "Go pack my possessions," he said to the secretary, "for a new magistrate has come to take over my office." But the secretary, being curious, had looked into the mirror over his master's shoulder and seen his master's face looking back. his own master's face, even to the two hairs in the mole on his nose. "It is yourself," he cried, "and that must be me behind you." And so it was. The magistrate saw that this was true. "This is a marvelous thing," he said, "in which every man can know himself."